Welcome to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Spencer Welch, who is an oil analyst at IHS Market. Hi today, Spencer.
Hi.
Right. We've got the situation where, against the odds, allegedly, OPEC have come up with their first agreement, inverted commas, for around 8 years or since the global financial crisis. Is it for real? Is it just a papering over the cracks? How would you explain it to viewers?
I think it is. It's something, as you described. I mean, so going back a week ago, we expected there would be some sort of deal because there was considerable pressure on OPEC to come up with something. I think we talked about it last time we spoke, and they have managed to cobble together some form of deal. Although, as you said, some of it may be papering over the cracks because there are still concerns about whether people will stick to their agreed cuts. And that has always been the case for OPEC.
Right. I mean, presumably, if the oil price shoots higher, as it has been, that makes it rather easier for people to stick to their cuts. So it's a bit of a two-stage process, isn't it?
Yes, that is true. But even when the oil price goes up, there's still the temptation there for producers to think, oh, I'm just going to put an extra barrel out there, because there's always a temptation of extra money. And looking back historically, it's normally Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait that comply with these deals. They tend to work together, and it's rarer for places like Iraq to comply. So it's Iraq that we will be watching most closely to see whether they do trim in the way that they said they would. But credit should be given to OPEC for the fact that they have managed to come up with a deal, particularly the fact that they have managed to get Iraq and Iran to be part of that, and that's no mean feat.
Right. I mean, what's been different this time as far as getting that deal? Is it because Russia's around in the mix, or what, if there's any one factor, what do you think it's been?
I think you're right. I think there is a significant impact of Russia being part and at least giving the appearance of being willing for them to cut. They've offered a reduction of 300,000 barrels per day, and that's kind of incentivized, I think, maybe some of the other OPEC nations who are sort of slightly more cautious to cut as well. Also, there's a concessions that have been offered to Iran. Their target is actually above their current production, although it is below what they consider to be their pre-nuclear sanctions level. So there's concessions that have been given to particular countries to encourage them to be part of it. The two countries that have got concessions also are Nigeria and Libya, because of the civil conflicts that are going on. So they're actually allowed to increase production.
Right. Aren't there any sort of renegade companies, renegade producers who'd never really play ball with OPEC? Is that something we should think about?
Yeah, we're actually analysing historical compliance by countries. With you mentioned in 2008 as to the global financial crisis, OPEC actually cut production by 4 million barrels per day to try and support the price. And no surprise, if we look back, it was Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait that did those cuts. Pretty much nobody else budged. So we'll have to see whether it's going to be the same story this time. I think if it is, then this deal is not going to stay in place for long, because I think when they have their next meeting in May, if Saudi Arabia sees that effectively some of the other key players have not done anything, then I'm not sure how much longer it would be willing to cut itself.
Right. Finally, I mean, the oil price has played ball. It's rallied, 10%, something like that, over recent days. Is there a fair value that you could say by sticking a neck out, $50, $60, $70 a barrel? What are we looking at here?
Well, in the short term, so through 2017, we've upped our price outlook by a couple of dollars. So we expect generally that oil now, instead of trading in the range 40 to 50, is more likely to be in the low 50s. So the $50 to $60 per barrel range is what we expect. Another key thing to watch, as well as what Iraq and Russia do as to whether they cut, is what happens with the two countries given concessions, Nigeria and Libya. If either of those countries are able to restore some of their lost production, then that's going to create a significant dilemma for OPEC, because they've set this upper target of 32.5, and that 32.5 million barrel per day includes Nigeria and Libya. So if those countries are able to restore supply, there's a huge question as to, okay, who's going to take on the extra cuts necessary to keep within that 32.5. So there's some key production rates for oil analysts and market watchers to keep an eye on early next year.
Spencer Welch, oil analyst at IHS Market, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.